What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. You already know this is Poverty Talk Podcast, and it is Friday. Welcome to the freaking weekend. I want to get right into the topic for today's podcast because there is a lot of things that I want to talk about as far as addressing the the Bill Cosby situation and some other things that I want to speak about. So, if you guys follow me on Instagram, then you see that I posted a video of Remy Ma, and I believe that she was on Jules Button's podcast interviewing, and these guys were, talking about child support and, discussing, clout chasers, as, Uncle Snoop would say, clout chasers are women who go after or want to be in the company of men with money, as far as a check, or get pregnant by a basketball player so they can, have a check, basically a check baby. And things like that. And Remy was expressing, how she felt about it and how she felt like it was disgusting and, child support, laws should be changed because some women only sleep with these men because they have money so they can have, babies by these men and they're, running these men for their money because of the babies. And probably in some case, she's probably personally had this happen with her. I'm not sure about her situation with Papoose and his children's mother or her son's father, but it sounded like it was coming from a personal space, or it could have been a friend, foe, whatever, that went through these experiences. And I will say that I have brothers, and thank God that they don't deal with women who are money hungry or using the child as bait for money. And in some instances in the music industry, we see this happen a lot of times versus in, the inner city neighborhoods where we're living in poverty and hunger and, lack of jobs and resources and things like that. I feel like the women that do hold these children against the men, either for money or power, it's just because it's a lack of knowledge there. It's a lack of understanding that all you're doing is hurting the child. And it's also a lack of knowledge to think that you can actually have a baby by a man just to keep him. When really babies make men run away. For some. Boys, not men. Men don't run away from their kids. Boys do. So with that being said, I think it's definitely levels to certain things. And I think that, it is very true that this happens. And I chose the song Gold Digger from Kanye West because it's so funny that it just shows how hypocritical and how, the universe just works all in force, because Kanye preached and talked about this in his song Gold Digger, and then he turned around and married a woman just like the song. Shout out to Kim Kardashian. She's probably like one of the biggest and smartest whores in Hollywood, outside of her own mother, and that's no shade, it's just all facts. They basically get paid off of image and versus them actually having any job or anything, versus Kanye coming in with his own money and, he has a real great, big intellect. I'm not saying that she's dumb or fucking airhead, but I haven't seen anything else from her that made me cheer her on, besides the fact that she's helping, wrongfully convicted people, out of prison. Shout out to Kardashian for looking out for the quote-unquote black communities, because she is married to a black dick. So, thanks for looking out for, the communities and the people in the communities that are wrongfully accused. Anyway, not to get off topic, I'm saying that to say there are, men that actually deal with women knowing that this goes on. So it's kind of a two-way thing. Like, the men know that these women have nothing and they still go in and sleep with them unprotectedly and then look and say, oh shit, I got a text, she's late, and then the girl is called out to be whatever she's called out to be, and the men has no level of responsibility on the part that they played in the situation. So I'm going to say, fellas, strap the fuck up. When you see them outside your basketball games, when you see them outside of your homes, when you see them outside of your hotel rooms, whether you have a wife or you don't have a wife, just strap up, because you know that these bitches are basically coming out for your fucking bread. And that's all they're coming out for. They're you know, I'm not even sure if they're even loving the fact that they're just having a baby, or they loving the fact that they having a baby by a fucking ball player and they're never going to have to work again. They're never going to have to use their actual fucking talents and brains to get themselves farther in life. Anyway, with that being said, child support. Child support has been one of the biggest downfalls, I would say, in the Black family and communities, and I'm sure that it's a downfall for others in other races as well, but y'all know I focus on here, us. So, first of all, I'm gonna say two things about child support. If you're not fucking taking care of your kids, if you're out here fucking living like you don't have any fucking kids, then you deserve to be in fucking jail and you deserve to be on child support. You deserve to have a fucking cracker on your back telling you that you need to take care of your fucking child, to have somebody to tell you something that you already know. So fuck you to all you deadbeats, including my father, and I'm 31 years old, that did zero for his children. Anyway, his older children, because he's like super fucking dad for like the kids that he has now, my younger siblings. Shout out to him for actually growing up and caring about other people besides himself. But, and then it's, I want to say also, you know, the bitches that's out here making it hard for these men that actually taking care of their kids and they just don't want to fucking be with you anymore. Swallow that pill, sis. He don't fucking want you. Stop taking him through the ropes over money when it's really not even about the money or about the kids. It's about your fucking inner feelings that you still wanting him. Like, let that go. Like, he didn't move on. He got a new girl and he's, you know, doing stuff with his life, and you just a mad ass bitch and you want to use the kids as leverage, but not even knowing, like, them kids need their dad just like the kids need their fucking mom. So if you're taking your kids away from the dad, you're just you're the deadbeat fucking parent, not the father's. So that's two things that I'm saying on child support. If you don't agree, kiss my ass. If you do agree, high five. It is what it is. These are all facts. So that is the topic for tonight. It was the child support, the gold digging ass females. What else I wanted to talk about tonight? Because there was like several things that I wanted to speak about. Oh, the Bill Cosby situation. Now, I want to say first that I don't want any woman, because I'm a woman first, a Black woman first at that, and I know the history of my people and rape and molestation and things like that, and how it has damaged the souls in my culture, of the culture of women, and, you know, and it has psychologically also took a toll on some of the girls and also the men in my race and in my culture. So under no circumstances am I okay in rape. No, under no circumstances am I okay in molestation. What I do want to say is I don't believe that these women were raped. I think these women were willing participants. And we have to think about the times that we're talking about, when Bill Cosby, when they were coming up in the 60s and 70s, and cocaine and pills and shit like that, and was the thing, and everybody and they fucking moms were doing it. Like, these guys were having coke parties. I mean, like, rich white fucking folks were having coke parties, and rich white Black people were invited. You know, it wasn't, oh yeah, rich Black people having coke parties. No, it was mainly like the fucking white folks, and the Black people, if you had money, you were definitely invited to the sex parties, coke parties, cult parties, whatever. The shit took place. And he was a married man at all times. So you have to ask yourself, these women knew that. These women knew that he was a married man. These women knew that he was a Black man with a legacy, with money. These women knew that if they are white women and they are, you know, looked as victims of this entire fucking country, you know, this country victimizes white women based off of actions of despair from Black men, which is in fucking correct. When we had so many Black men killed over this white woman bullshit, you know, we have our Emmett Tills and we have our Scottsboro brothers that were also imprisoned for being falsely accused of touching a white woman. How many times do we have to keep repeatedly seeing this happen? This is not about white and Black. This is not about rape. This is not about molestation. This is about legacy and destroying the legacy of a Black man. This is what this is about. This is about NBC. This is about control. And this is what this is about. The defamation of the character that they, you know, the media, you know, portraying it out there. This man is blind and old and barely can fucking even walk. you know, when he was willing and able, he was sleeping with these women, and these women were willing fucking participants. Even one victim said that she willingly took the pills. These women were getting fucking high and getting fucked and getting paid, because that's what they were doing. And some women are still fucking doing it, especially the white women. White women are still fucking black men today. Rich black men today. Getting high, getting fucked, and getting paid. So I don't want to hear about rape and molestation or anything when these women came out 30, 40, fucking 50 years later talking about their rape victims. At this point, if you haven't dealt with your issue of being raped in over 40, 50 years, something isn't fucking right. And if you haven't prosecuted or sent your fucking rapist to jail in over 40 or 50 years, something isn't right. They have destroyed this man's legacy. And I just don't feel like it's about, you know, what they're portraying in the media. It's not about rape. It's not about molestation. It's a bigger fucking issue here. And we'll talk more about that in another episode. But, you know, if anybody know like I fucking know, it's all bullshit. So that's just how I feel about the situation. And then again, it's nothing towards anybody, any rape victims and or anything like that, because I am also a victim of molestation. I am also a child that was, you know, a grown up that, you know, was violated as a child. You know, so I'm not oblivious to any of the things that can happen mentally, physically, socially, verbally, or none of psychologically, all these things that can happen after that happens to a person, you know. And I see it damage people. I see it damage some women and they no longer want to be with men. I see it damage some men and they no longer want to be with women, or they choose to be with men. You know, we see the after effects of this type of thing. Or you either become the monster. Sometimes you become the monster. Sometimes you are the rapist and the molester, because it's happened to you. You know, and like I said, that's something that we can talk about in another episode. So I'm not disregarding any of the feelings of the victims or anything. And if you were raped and if you were molested and if these are all facts and this is all true, then he is damn sure very, very guilty and very, very wrong and should be prosecuted like any other rapist or molester. Even though they don't seem to, you know, get much time behind prison bars, it's almost like American society is okay with that sick mentality, because they, you know, we had priests, you know, molesting children for over 300, 400 years, and it still goes on today. You know, we have basketball, football coaches that are molesting our boys. It still goes on today. You know, we have those hush-hush people that protect the pedophile and their families. Black, white, orange, brown, yellow. It still goes on today. So I'm not in any way disregarding the facts and the, you know, the outcomes of being raped and molested. But the Bill Cosby situation is all bullshit. And it's looking again like one of those white woman, black man, blue face, black face situations, you know? And it's fucking despicable and it's disgusting to watch. And it angers me as a black woman, and it angers me as a Philadelphia resident and native to know everything that Bill Cosby did for everybody, for the black communities, for the black family, for, you know, people that attended college or are attending college, the people he paved the way for. I think it's fucking disgusting that people are not standing up and allowing this to happen. And you have your Charlie Sheens and, you know, your Full House dads and Seven Heaven dads and all types of sick ass white men that just don't see any fucking jail time for causing the same acts on children. But we know that that is the WP, white privilege law. So that doesn't apply to our black asses. So So with that being said, y'all let me know what y'all think about today's episode on Poverty Talk Podcast. This is your girl, Lady Lou. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at LadyLou_215. And make sure y'all listening in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Peace.